Our dua this morning from Surah Al-Hashr, the 59th Surah of the Quran Kareem, the 10th verse. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Our Lord, forgive us and those of our brethren who preceded us in faith, and do not allow any spite to remain in our hearts towards the believers. Our Lord, surely you are full of kindness, most merciful. This is a dua, as I said, from Surah Al-Hashr. It was a dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala attributes to the Sahaba. The Sahaba used to make dua, and they used to supplicate to Allah, not only for their own forgiveness, but also for the forgiveness of those who had preceded them. On condition, obviously, that they had iman, because it is not permissible to seek forgiveness on behalf of those who have passed away without iman. And it shows here that the Sahaba cared for their ancestors, for those who passed on before them. They were worried about their state in the hereafter. Many of us, when we lose someone close to us, our parents, our grandparents, someone from our ancestry, we cry a lot and we show a lot of emotion at the time of demise, and we talk about how we think they are irreplaceable and how life will be so difficult without them and how we will forever miss them. But then as time goes by, we don't even visit the graveyard. We do not even recite for them. Visiting the graveyard is one thing, but reciting for them, making isale thawab for them, seeking forgiveness, continuously seeking forgiveness on their behalf, we don't do that. And that is a sad part. It's actually wrong for us as believers to forget those who have passed on and cannot do for themselves. And if we remember them whilst we are alive, there are those who will remember us one day when we are gone and they are alive. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. That Allah forgive us and those from our brethren who preceded us in faith. And the second part of this dua, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And do not allow any spite, any hatred, any malice, any rancor to remain in our hearts towards towards the believers. This is so important. Today amongst the believers, we're talking about unity, but we talk about unity from a political perspective. On a social level, on a community level, on a family level, we have so much of hatred, so much of enmity, so much of spite in our hearts towards each other. We need to continuously make this dua, that Allah remove all of that from our hearts. That's how believers will unite. Unity is unity of the hearts. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. That's how the dua concludes. O Allah, you are full of kindness, most merciful. You are full of kindness, most merciful. Our Lord, forgive us and those of our brethren who preceded us in faith, and do not allow any spite to remain in our hearts towards the believers. Our Lord, surely you are full of kindness, most merciful. رَبَّنَا غُفِّرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ.